It's 4:30 on a cold Thursday evening in the Bronx. The community food pantry at Highbridge has only been open for half an hour. And already, 90 people are lined up on the darkening street to get free food. It's a scene hunger experts say we should get used to. Demand at food pantries is up 20% since November. Antonia is waiting online with her 3-year-old daughter. Her job as a home health aide doesn't pay enough to keep her kitchen stocked, and cutbacks in her hours mean she brings home just $240 a week.
The money does not enough for the family and work, but it's not enough.
So she, like growing numbers in the city, visits the pantry once a week, arriving early to make sure she gets through the line before the food runs out. Antonia takes a ticket, like you might at a deli counter, and joins neighbors on the sidewalk. Daycare workers, maintenance people, an airport baggage handler, a man who works in facilities for the Department of Education. They step into the relative warmth of the converted garage, hand their deli numbers to Noura Amatullah, the pantry's director, and then fumble for an ID.
All this time, and now I gotta wait on you with your ID. What's going on?
I'm a little nervous today.
What are you nervous about?
My hands are cold.
Noura checks people's names on her laptop. She's looking at a database that documents how many people are in a family, and therefore how much food someone is entitled to. The database keeps track of how often a client comes to the pantry. Because demand is so great, you're only allowed to come once a week. Noura says the lines keep getting longer.
In that 20% increase, we have the newly unemployed and the working poor.
One of the new people is Will. He's a gregarious U.S. Army veteran, an unemployed father of two. After an hour of waiting in the cold, he hands a volunteer the ticket that says he can get enough food for a family of four and eyes the metal shelves.
Let me get the spinach. I'm getting the spinach right now because I like, you know, Popeye was my favorite character. And I know it does the body good. Let me get the applesauce. And the beans, Lolo, And get some bread. Let me go pick up bread.
Bread is the prize today. Gourmet, crusty loaves from Zabar's. There's pumpernickel, ciabatta, fluffy dinner rolls. But the juice is the kind in tin cans, and most people pass on the vacuum-wrapped individual bottles of a pinkish, flavor-infused water. The food comes from a variety of sources. Food Bank for New York buys some wholesale and distributes to the city's 1,000 pantries. City Harvest rescues good but unused food from restaurants and grocery stores. Still more comes from a U.S. Department of Agriculture program that directs agribusiness surplus to hungry people around the country. The food tends to be highly processed, but it's filling. Will says it makes dinner possible.
I mean, it goes pretty quick. It goes pretty fast, but, you know, we help each other out. That's what you're supposed to do. In times like this, in a crisis like this, all you can do is help each other out.
Anya Duggan is Vice President for Research and Policy at Food Bank for New York City.
Back in 2003, 2 million people in the city were reporting difficulty affording food. And in the very end of 2008, that number had jumped up to 4 million people, which is 48% of the city's population.
If 48% of New Yorkers sounds absurdly high, take a look at your savings account. The poll Duggan conducted with Marist College asked New Yorkers if they could afford food now and whether they'd be able to afford it if they lost their jobs today and if they were out of work for 3, 6, or 12 months. This year, for the first time, the Food Bank survey asked New Yorkers if they were concerned that they would need food assistance. That's food stamps, a pantry like the one in Highbridge, or a soup kitchen in the next year. 48%, representing 3.5 million people in the city, said yes. That would include 2 million who've never relied on charity before.
If only half or a quarter of those 2 million people actually do end up needing assistance, they most certainly will extend the lines at soup kitchens and food pantries, but they'll be extending the lines of people who get turned away because there won't be enough food to serve them.
Duggan says the stimulus package includes some additional money for food assistance and that extending unemployment benefits will help. But she expects food pantries will continue to see lengthening lines. For WNYC, I'm Eileen Markey.